Chaos, pain, and finally, for some, relief. A few of the feelings on board a ship carrying people from the Bahamas to safety in Florida. After Hurricane Dorian tore through the Bahamas, a mass exodus has not been easy. Emotionally, there have been lives destroyed by the storm, as well as final looks at homes and uncertainty about what lies ahead. Logistically, there's pressing technical concerns, for instance, getting permission and visas to come to the United States. Still, many from the Bahamas managed to board ships bound for Florida. Reporter Kayvon Antonio Hedari was on the first boat to leave Freeport, a ship bound for Florida. He told us what it was like for those families.
It was a pretty chaotic scene, people trying to get on the boat. They walked, they drove to the port of Freeport, and they were able to get over 1,000 people on this boat. There were people desperate to leave, people who had lost their houses, people who had family who had drowned. There's no food, there's no water, there's no electricity. So this was perhaps the only escape valve that they had.
Yeah, so 1,000 people, 1,000 stories of survival. What did you hear from them?
This one was basically a mini tsunami that came through with a storm surge, and the fact that storm was over them for 48 hours. Some of them, like John McKenzie, they would be in a house, and then when the storm would abate a little bit or the water would go down, they would move to another spot. And he lost two members of his family in this transfer. They were moving from house to house when the storm came back over these 48 hours.
My cousin died. He died. Him and his wife died. His name was Will. He died. Him and his wife drowned. They'd only been married for 2 months, and they died, and they drowned. He actually drowned trying to save her because they came in a jet ski. He got saved on a jet ski. They came and got him, but he said he got to go back for his wife. So during the second trip, trying to go back for his wife, he died. He ended up losing his life, overwhelmed by the, I might say it's a tsunami because that's how the flood was. It was like a tsunami that came to the Bahamas.
I also heard incredible stories, like a woman who tied herself to a tree trying to avoid the wind during a hurricane, but it was actually the flood that came above tree level that drowned her. Then there's others like Romeo Tibby, who was on the ship traveling with his daughter and no clothes, not even a bag.
Never know it's going to be like that bad. But it's calm, and we was underwater, but we just, God make it happen for us to be alive today.
Kayvon, once these 1,000-some-odd Bahamians landed there at the port of Palm Beach, what was their reaction? How did they look? How did they feel?
Well, they were very patient. They actually got a good meal on the ship and good breakfast, and then they waited to offboard. It took a few hours. And then the last group to unload, out of joy, they started singing in the passport line at the port.
Praise the Lord!
Well, safe and sound there. A lot of people, though, back in the Bahamas, still unaccounted for. But thanks for the good news from Miami. Reporter Kayvon Antonio Hedari, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Marco.